You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Hello and a very warm welcome to this edition of the Daily World Cup podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Saturday the 23rd of June from Russia. The second round of group stage fixtures in the competition continues. And three more games coming up. We see Belgium take on Tunisia, South Korea, they take on Mexico, and Germany are up against Sweden. It promises to be another intriguing day of a group stage action from Russia. Always gets underway with 1 o'clock, Belgium against Tunisia, of course, that being in England's group, Group G. And Belgium could pile the pressure on England in terms of their race to win the group by beating the Tunisians, who did put up something of a fight, especially in the first half against England. South Korea against Mexico, Germany against Sweden, of course, those both in Group F. Germany looking to bounce back from that disappointing defeat against Mexico in their own first group game. So today on the podcast, plenty of stuff coming up. Mark Walton and Lee Phelps preview all three matches. We'll also hear more from Lee as he takes a look at each of the countries playing in Russia. The Racing Post Sports Desk team as well, they'll be previewing the day's action, offering up their best bets. It's all coming up on the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast, and it starts now.
We've taken sanctuary in the safety of a studio for the previews on Saturday. Mark Walton joins myself, Lee Phelps, to have a look at Belgium versus Tunisia. Mark, obviously we've seen both these teams already. Belgium eased to a 3-0 win in the end, and Tunisia, of course, plucky display, but in the end lost to England 2-1 with that late goal from Harry Kane. You'd expect Belgium to be favourites, and you wouldn't be surprised to see them 7-20 favs here. 4-1 the draw, Tunisia 8-1. Did you see anything in Tunisia that would make you think they could at least hold Belgium?
Yes, I thought they had a bit of fight about them. They were very physical, weren't they? Mm. I think we saw Belgium win. It looks comprehensive at 3-0. I didn't think they were brilliant in terms of ball retention, in terms of the way they played football in their opener against Panama. The three goals were superb. But in terms of their overall performance, I don't think it was quite what we'd expect from Belgium. I don't think Kevin De Bruyne is necessarily all that happy with the role he's been given. I know he's come out in the media and said he's fine playing there, and he's happy to let Lukaku and Hazard take the role going forward. And he just didn't seem to have the same kind of sparkle that you'd see him in a Man City shirt. In saying that, though, I do think they will still get the better of Tunisia. They were what we expected from them, weren't we? I think England prepared very well for the game, thinking that they were going to be physical, they were going to be difficult to break down, they were going to make life hard. But ultimately, they do lack that little bit of that quality that's going to win them a game. And against Belgium, who have a better squad than England, of course, I can only see one outcome, and that's Belgium coming out on top again.
Interestingly enough, Tunisia are on a shocking World Cup run. Imagine this being your team. No win in 12. That's four draws and eight losses since beating Mexico in their first ever World Cup match. That was way back in 1978. And I'm actually watching a documentary about the Scotland team's journey to the 1978 World Cup. Right. Anyone who hasn't seen it, I'm not Scottish, obviously. You can probably tell by my accent. great film about, it's called 1978, A Love Affair. And it was Scotland, kind of, they thought they were going to win the World Cup. They're such an amazing team. On the BBC iPlayer, go and watch it. I digress. Tunisia, for me, will keep things tight as well. You know, we saw what they did in the second half, and I think they will have been kicking themselves, thinking that they were a bit too open. They looked very nervous, and they allowed England to go at them straight away, didn't they? I think they'll be cagier to start off with here, thinking, look, we've seen what Panama managed to keep Belgium quiet for a little while. The other interesting thing is that Belgium's last 11 World Cup goals, they've all come after half time.
Right.
So on a stats basis, I'm looking at maybe half-time draw, full-time Belgium.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Because like I said a minute ago, like you've highlighted there, Belgium were very slow to get going, weren't they? It was a little bit of magic with the goals that won them the match. It wasn't the overall performance. And by the way, if you just look at the match betting for this, Tunisia shouldn't be as big as 8-1. Don't get me wrong, I don't think they'll win the match. Mm-hmm. But as a prize play, I think 8-1 is too big, because we've seen one or two upsets along the way in the World Cup. Nobody would have given Mexico a chance to beat Germany, and you know, people wouldn't have thought Iceland would get the better of Argentina. We've seen a lot of favourites, Brazil drawing against Switzerland, favourites disappointing and not quite living up to their price tags, if you like it, yeah, in terms of a betting angle. So I did see enough out of Tunisia to think that they shouldn't quite be 8-1, but if you take the betting out of it and you just said to me which team wins, I'd say Belgium.
Yeah, draw Belgium is 16-5. One interesting thing we've been chatting about in the office today is there have been very few landslide victories. Now, we are recording this before Argentina and Brazil play again, so we may see some more. But there have been a lot of close games, 1-0 victories or goals by a single goal. If this is one of those, Tunisia plus 2 goals is 7-10. Might just be something that you get on board with, especially into the last games when maybe the weaker teams are trying because it's the last game in the World Cup and the better teams are resting players. It might be a way in of a price that's around the even money mark, albeit still odds on. But Tunisia plus 2 obviously would have landed in the England game, 7-10.
Yeah.
You like? Look, I guess most people are going to be looking at Lukaku. I mean, this enhanced odds I quite like as well. Lukaku to score and Belgium to win either 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. That was 19-5, now 9-2. You've got three scores on your side there and Lukaku to get involved.
I like that because I don't think Belgium will run away with this. I think it will be 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, those kind of price, those kind of score lines. Lukaku looks sharp, doesn't he? He's got a good record at the moment scoring for Belgium. And he took his goals quite well, I think, in the opener. So, yeah, if I were to pick any of the enhanced odds, I'd take a stab at that at 9-2. I think it's a nice price. I think it's very appealing. I mean, Lukaku's very, very hard to defend against, isn't he? He's big, he's strong, he's powerful. He's got a good finish on him. We've seen that. Thierry Henry coming into the Belgium setup, we saw Lukaku's finishing improve quite markedly. And he's going to be the main man there. Yeah, I actually really like that. I actually like the other one as well, Lukaku to score in a Belgian win in 90 minutes. That's even money. If you want a shorty or something to, you know, just that's a little bit more safe, that's great. Fill your boots with that. But if you want something a little bit more speculative, something to have a little bit more of a speculative chance on, maybe, I think 9-2 is a little bit generous there on that enhanced odds.
Your odds are available as well as your odds selections. You can have doubles, trebles, fourfolds on your odds selections. You got the World Cup bet boost. So just click on there. Once you've put your selection into your bet slip, you'll see that you're available to boost the price as well. So make sure you check that out. And if you're not having a go on Scratch of the Day every single day, you're mad, because it's a free daily scratch cards. Not only have you got three ways to win on the card, you also go into a draw to win some really big prizes. We gave away 50,000 quid last Saturday. So please make sure you get involved in Scratch of the Day. It doesn't mean you have to do anything other than click on the Scratch of the Day coupon, and the rest is pretty straightforward.
William Hill customers are getting more every day of the World Cup. With flash odds, you can get outstanding price enhancements on some of the most popular markets. So don't miss out. More enhancements, more to celebrate. William Hill, this is more.
So those were the thoughts of Lee and Mark on Belgium against Tunisia. As South Korea take on Mexico, though, we have a slightly more intriguing betting heat, you might say. Mexico, of course, the firm favourites, having gotten the better of Germany in a shock in their first group game encounter. I wonder what the guys think of this one. Before we do get their thoughts, Lee's going to enlighten us and tell us a little bit more about Mexico.
Welcome to Mexico, where you'll find an eclectic mix of ancient civilizations represented here, including Olmec, Zapotec, Maya, Aztec, Inca, African, French, and Spanish. One unusual Mayan weapon was a hornet bomb. It was actual hornet's nests being thrown in battle at the opposition. Mexican children have to wait until January the 6th for their Christmas gifts. It's the day Mexicans celebrate the arrival of the three wise men. And when it comes to big pyramids, Mexico trumps Egypt. The Great Pyramid of Cholula, the largest of its kind in the world, stands at 450 by 450 metres, or 1,480 by 1,480 feet.
The World Cup with William Hill.
We're live for every second of the tournament with in-place stats, best bets, and updates from our World Cup reporters. Listen and bet at williamhill.com or on the app.
The World Cup on InPlay Radio.
The second game on Saturday sees a resumption of action in Group F. We've got South Korea taking on Mexico, first of all, at 4 p.m. South Korea 19-5 in the betting. The draw is 27-10. Mexico 8-11. A little bit of odds on in the market there. South Korea lost 1-0 to Sweden in their opener in what was a pretty tight and tricky game. Mexico surprised everybody. Reigning world champions Germany beaten at the hands of Mexico. And Lee Phelps joining myself, Mark Walton, to look ahead to this game. I was impressed with Mexico there. They played really nice football, and the counter-attacking football, fast break. They controlled a lot of the game. They're under a lot of pressure towards the end of it, of course. But fair play, Mexico. I thought that was a good performance to win.
Yeah, but they always do this. You know, people are surprised about this. You look back to 2010 in the group stages. They beat France 2-0. They lost narrowly to a Luis Suarez goal to against Uruguay, and drew with South Africa in their opening game. Then you look at 2014, beat Cameroon, drew 0-0 with Brazil, and beat Croatia 3-1. Went out to Holland 2-1 in the next round. That's what they normally do. No doubt that they'll perform well again. They'll get out of this group and then they'll lose in the round of 16. That's what normally happens. The Korean Republic losing by that single goal to nil against Sweden. It's an interesting game. It's a tight game. I thought they might get back into it, to be honest with you. It's not an easy one, is it? I'm tempted to go for Mexico at 8-11. I just think that South Korea price of 19-5 looks a little big to me. I don't want to get too carried away with Mexico. I just worry that they, after the enormity of what they did, beating the current world champions and the performance, that they come down a little bit for this South Korea game. I shouldn't say that, because what I've just gone through, the previous performances in 2010 and 2014, they clearly do maintain it through the groups. So maybe the 8-11 is a decent bet. I just don't see it being particularly high scoring, and with that, it's probably going to be won by the odd goal. I've been looking at these games where there's not an awful lot going on. I'm wondering if something like the kind of the handicap tie plus a goal is worth looking at. Something like tie South Korea 12-5 might be worth a look. Which way are you thinking?
I think Mexico will sneak it.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably win by the odd goal. I think that handicap bet's a pretty good shout, really. I think if you're the Mexico manager and you're the Mexico players, you think, right, the hard job is done now. We've come over that hurdle. We get a win here and we're pretty much through to the last 16. Don't slip up, really. And against a team like South Korea, I think they'll be looking at this game as the one where they would target this as the easier game in the group, because Sweden are quite hard to break down. They're very well organised. And I just don't think they'll slip up. I think they'll keep it pretty tight. If they're good enough to shut out Germany, no disrespect to South Korea, they're good enough to shut out South Korea. They've only got Song Hyun Min as a star name in there that's capable of that little bit of world-class quality in what I saw from the first game. So I think Mexico to win to nil might be a shout here as well.
Yeah, it may well be. There's some interesting stats around this this match. South Korea winless in the last 7 World Cup matches, losing the last 3 in a row. Mexico have lost just 2 of the last 18 World Cup group stage matches. Just going back to what I was saying about how well they play in the group stages, but they've not won back-to-back matches in the World Cup since 2002. They beat Croatia and Ecuador. Just going back to that point of, you know, can they then back it up and win 2 games in a row? I think I'm going to sit on the fence here. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a 1-0 to Mexico, I must admit. But I think 27-10 for the draw is a decent price for the draw. I think it'll be a cagey match. South Korea don't keep many clean sheets in World Cup football, so it could easily be a 1-1. The draw on both teams to score is 4-1. But for me, in a cagey match where I think Mexico won't want to ruin what they've got either. Mm. They've got the 3 points. They know if they get a point here and they get a point against Sweden, they should be safe. So I'll go for the draw at 27-10.
Okay, I think I might take you on there. I'll lean towards Mexico. I think the 8-11 about Mexico, by the way, is quite appealing. You know, if you highlight that World Cup record and the way they started the tournament, if this was a more glamorous name, if you like, they wouldn't be 8-11, would they? So, yeah, I think that's a perfectly good way into the game, and I'll just I'll have a friendly little take you on in this game.
Loads of enhanced odds. Both teams to score in the first half was 9-2, now 11-2. Mexico to win by three or more goals was 9-2, now 11-2. Neither of us think that's going to land. South Korea to score in both halves was 13-2, now 7-1. And then you've got your player-based enhanced odds as well. Bet Boost available. Scratch of the Day is available. And don't forget, hashtag your odds. If you want to get a bet on the William Hill website or on the app, just tweet at William Hill with your hashtag your odds, and the traders will do their very best to price it up.
If you're betting on the World Cup on mobile, don't forget to get your Bet Boost. They're available on every match of the tournament. Just touch Boost on your bet slip and the price will get bigger.
World champions Germany take on Sweden in the final match of the day. Then Germany are already on a little bit of a retrieval mission, aren't they, after that big shock defeat to Mexico that we've already heard about. Germany will be looking to get their campaign back on track. It'd still be a big surprise if they weren't to get out of the group, of course, but they'll really want a win against Sweden to make sure they remain on track to potentially do that. We'll hear from Lee and Mark on Germany against Sweden very, very shortly. But first, let's get the thoughts of Bruce Millington and the Racing Post Sports Desk team.
Hi, and welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup betting special. We're looking into the game that takes place 7 p.m. Saturday night. Germany versus Sweden. Germany disappointing in their first game. Sweden edged a victory. Can Germany bounce back, Dan Childs?
Yeah, Germany I think will bounce back, but to push the price up, I'm going to go Germany to win and both teams to score. I think Germany are far better than Sweden, but there's a worry about them at the back there, the way they were defensively against Mexico. Sweden might nick a goal from a set piece.
Mark, are you going to take on the Germans here?
No, I'm not writing them off, Bruce. I'm expecting a very strong response from what happened against Mexico. I'm going to go for Germany to be leading at half-time and full-time on the double result. I think that Yogi Love will change the team around and he'll get the right response.
Thanks, chaps. Back with more great World Cup tips soon.
The World Cup with William Hill.
We're live for every second of the tournament with in-play stats, best bets and updates from our World Cup reporters. Listen and bet at williamhill.com or on the app.
The World Cup on InPlay Radio.
Who'd have thought just one win in the last seven games for Germany? That win coming in a friendly 2-1 against Saudi Arabia. And we've seen how bad they are. Losing 1-0 to Mexico, of course, in the first group game. In the warm-ups for this, they also lost to Austria. Earlier in the year, they lost to Brazil and drew with Spain. Obviously, had that 0-0 draw with England as well and drew 2-2 with France. Some of those results aren't too bad, but they need a result here against Sweden, Mark Walton. The pressure's on a little bit. You know, I've been listening to some of the German experts on some of the national radio and TV stations, and not exactly happy. Talk of maybe Müller being dropped and a major shake-up. The one thing you do know is that, and we'll talk about Sweden in a second, one thing you know about the Germans is that they are not going to be happy, and you're going to get a reaction from them in some form. It's just whether they've got it in them to react and pull out a win against a pretty steady Sweden team who are carrying the burden of being my sweepstake team in two separate sweepstake competitions. I pulled Sweden out twice.
Wow. That's
crazy. Then they won. I was like, yeah, we're off here, Swedes.
That's almost some kind of weird fate story there.
Lucky.
If they go on to score.
How lucky I am.
Yeah, you talk about reaction. I wish there was a huge reaction in the betting, because I thought that maybe people would say like, oh, maybe we'll just push Germany out a little bit now because they failed to win their first game. They're 4-9. They're very solid at the front end of the market for this.
Sweden 6-1.
I know, that's big, isn't it?
6-1.
That's big.
Draw 18-5, by the way. 6-1.
Because Sweden, we know what we get with Sweden. They're very organised, very, you know, they've got a good defense. I mean, they've got one of the best centre-backs in the world in Pontus Janssen, of course.
I'm not a Leeds fan, Mark is.
But they are, yeah, he's a hero. He's magic. He wears a magic hat. The defence was very organised. We saw that in the first game. They don't really play flowing football, if you like, but everyone has a job and everyone sticks to the job very well. And I think that's what we saw with Mexico against Germany as well. So perhaps it won't suit the Germans. I mean, their squad is ridiculous. They could have played their second string squad, if you like, and it was still been stronger than 90% of the teams at the World Cup. The fact that like people like Sane don't get into the squad is just ridiculous. They have to have a reaction. But there's that little thing that sticks in my mind. Spain, you thought they were too good not to go through after they'd been world champions. Mm. They didn't go through.
True.
France, when they fell to Senegal and that kind of, and in that group, should have walked that group on their previous form, didn't. And I just wonder if we're going to start seeing the same with Germany here. It's very early to say that, but you've highlighted the form coming into the World Cup wasn't the best as well. Maybe this is the time to take them on. And when you've got a side as good as Sweden, obviously not world beaters, at 6-1, I think that's tempting enough. I'd be tempted to play the odds here rather than play the logic, if you like.
Mm, what about the draw? Say 7-4 for +1 on Sweden, which I can kind of make an argument for as well. And yeah. You get the draw on your side.
Yeah.
I mean, the draw on both teams to score is 24-5, which, you know, I can't see this being a 0-0. In fact, when you look at the two most recent games between these sides, 16 goals have been scored.
Really?
4-4 draw in Germany in October 2012. And then Sweden lost 5-3 in a qualifier for the 2014 World Cup. Now, I think Germany are going to come out and have a go at this. Mm. I think they have to. You know, if they don't get a result, if they draw this game, 1 point from two games, then, you know, they've got it all on. They go into that final game of the group, needing a win and needing some favours as well. I think there will be goals in this. I think both teams to score. Yes, 21-20. I don't mind that at all, because you look back at, you know, even I know it's a friendly, but Germany, you know, losing to Austria 2-1 in, you know, the first World Cup warm-up game, and then beating Saudi Arabia 2-1. You know, there's so many markets these days that you don't tend just to go for both teams. Remember the days when you just go both teams to score and you're happy with that? Now you've got to add, you know, you've got to have a double effect, haven't you?
Yeah.
A win and both teams to score. I think 21-20 for both teams to score is a knocking bet. I don't think the Germans are defending particularly well. I think there will be some nerves in that German team. You know, it's interesting, like Timo Werner to score and Germany to win in 90 minutes. Only 13-10.
Mm. I mean, it's too short.
I mean, I think if someone's going to score, it's going to be him. I mean, Müller obviously got a great record. 10 goals from 14 shots on target in World Cup football. Incredible record. One of the stars of World Cups. The only outfield player to not register a single shot in defeat to Mexico. That shows how many shots they had. Mm. And we can talk about how disappointing Germany were. But it's not like they didn't try to win the game. They were still having a right go in the second half. Hasn't had a shot in his last 239 minutes of World Cup football. So maybe there's that chat around dropping him. Maybe he's coming to the end of his tether, and maybe we will see a change there. But I can't have Timo Werner and Germany to win at 13-10.
No.
Just crazy. If you're looking for a pro-Sweden bet with a goal scorer attached, Marcus Berg to score in Sweden to win in 90 minutes was 11s, now 14s. Yeah, well, look, they don't score many goals either at Sweden in generally. I mean, they've been struggling to score goals full stop recently. So I don't know whether that kind of 4-4, 5-3 will happen. But I just think Germany will come out and be... They were lackadaisical in the first half against Mexico. And I think they were caught out by how good Mexico were and how impassioned they were. I'm going to go for that Sweden +1 at 7-4.
The more I think about it, the more I like the look of the draw here. Because if you're Sweden and you're playing sensibly here, a draw means you're on 4 points. Depending on what happens in the Mexico game, if they do win, then yeah. Mexico are on 6. Germany are still sat there on 1 point.
Yeah.
You can go into that last game, meaning
that Germany out.
Germany have to thrash South Korea and yeah. Sweden need to get battered in the last game for it to swing around.
Well, the other way of looking at it, and not that I'm wanting to put conspiracy theories out there, is that Germany are on 1 point. No matter what they do, if Mexico and Sweden draw,
yeah,
they put Germany out of the World
yeah,
Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And these things aren't supposed to happen like that. But what would be the odds on a draw? I bet the draw would be short on that
1-2.
Tell you,
1-10.
If Derek McGovern was on this podcast, having already told us that 4-1 Germany not to get out of the group was his favourite bet of the World Cup,
was
by
it?
The way. So fair play to him. He would be definitely saying that's the way this could go. So, yeah, I agree. I think Sweden may well set up just to kind of, let's get the draw. Let's be sensible about this.
Yeah.
But I think Germany will have a go at them. So, yeah, I think something about Sweden. Maybe I'm being biased by my sweepstake pick. But I'll go Sweden plus a goal at 7-4.
If you like games with pressure and you like to see people under pressure, under nerves, this is the game to watch, isn't it? Germany-Sweden, yeah. Because it's already ramping up, isn't it?
You'll see what Germany are all about then, won't you?
Yeah. Yeah, good. So it could be a tight one, could be an interesting one, should be a very entertaining one. You'll be able to listen to that on William Hill In Play Radio, of course. We do have Bet Boost on this and the rest of the World Cup games as well. Do check that out. And obviously, have a go with the World Cup scratch card as well. What's it called?
Remember? Yeah, scratch card.
It is. Just scratch of the day. That's the one. Needed to... in my head, I was like...
Rhymes with match of the day.
Scratch of the day. That's the one. Check that out as well, because it's free to enter.
Brilliant
chance
prices.
To win. Chance to brilliant win brilliant prices.
There, was, there were holidays, cars, tech bundles, and 50. I couldn't believe it was 50k in cash. Someone's walking around this week, 50k in cash, and they've been invited to the William Hill pub.
Nice.
We haven't been invited, have we?
I'm dying for an invite. Kirsty Gallagher, Robbie Savage, all those people there.
Big Sam.
Emil Heskey was there, wasn't he?
Yeah,
Hero.
Rob Cross on the dartboard.
Nice.
This Sunday. Mark Williams on the pool table.
Very good.
Is that right, isn't it?
Yeah.
If anyone gets any tickets, send them to Mark Walton, William Hill, Leeds.
That's brilliant.
So that's all from us today. Hopefully we've managed to give you some top betting advice and pearls of wisdom ahead of this next round of group stage games in the World Cup. Join us tomorrow on the podcast as England make their glorious return to the competition to take on Panama, as well as two other top games here on the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening to today's edition.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.